Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi, Megillah, Daf Lamed Beis. And we continue. I think there are Lamed Beis Dafim in the Bavli Megillah. So today, Baruch Hashem, this Yerushalmi, we have an extra 8 days of Yerushalmi Dafim as we continue here on Lamed Aleph Amed Beis towards the bottom. So we spoke about the Dala Parshias. Obviously, we got into this because of the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah and the halachas of Beis HaKnesses and we lay in Parsha Zachar before Purim, having to do with Maseches Megillah. And now, once we're talking about laning, we spoke about the other lanings as well. Some of the halachas that are mentioned in the Mishnah we do also. Some of them are different than what we do. The poskim talk about that. So we spoke about what we lay in on every holiday. And we also, what we're up to, the bottom of Laman Alpha Beis is commenting really on the next Mishnah, that the Ma'amados, when we split up the Ma'amados, as we discussed at length in Maseches Tainis, that the Kohanim and the Levim, they all split up into Mishbaros, but also the Yisraelim split up into Ma'amados. Some Yisraelim are in Yerushalayim, because a carbon cannot be hukrav unless the Bailim are there. So all of Klal Yisrael has to be there for the carbon tamid and the carbon of sibur, so there's a representation. And those are the ma'amados. But there are those that represent in Yerushalayim, and then the rest of the ma'amados, they stay home, they take off from work in all the different cities, and they have special laning, and they fast. What's the laning? So the Mishnah says, in the last Mishnah, Maisa Bereishis. Why does the ma'amados, which are connected to karbanos, lay Maisa Bereishis? Because the karbanos keep the world going. Right, keep the world going. That's what the Mishnah says. That's what the Gemara says here. Again, Laman Alpha Mabez, about a couple lines up. Rav Yaakov Baracha Bashim Rav Yosef Lo'amedcha She'in Olam Omid Ela Ala Karbanos. And that's what the Mishnah says. The Begnim Perkiyavos Taman Taninan Shimon Atzadik Hayim Yishir Knes HaKadola Hu HaYomer Shlosh Dvarim HaOlam HaMed. The world stands on three Yesodos, three pillars, Ala Torah, Valavoda, Valgamilus, Chasadim. Those three. Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher on the Pirkei Avos points out that those three are symbolized by the three special kelim in the Heichal. The three kelim in the Heichal, the menorah, the shulchan, and the mizbeach hazahav, the mizbeach haktoras, those symbolize these three pillars. The whole world is getting energy from these three. And Kimitzion Teitzei Torah, and this is the Emen Ashasiyah, and therefore, it's only appropriate that these three Yesodos are represented by the three Kalim. Of course, Menorah is Keneged Torah, the Or HaTorah, the Mizbeach is Keneged Avodah, right, Tefillah and Karbanos, and the Shulchan is Keneged Gemilas Chasadim, Keneged Bread and Parnasa, V'chulu. And then he connects also the three avos of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Avram is keneged Chesed, and Yitzchak is keneged Avoda, Akedas Yitzchak, he was a karbon, and Yaakov is keneged Torah, Yaakov Ishtam, Yoshev Ohalim. Interesting, you have those three there, but then when you get to the Kodesh Kadashim, Torah is there. As if Torah is the defining one out of all the three. The Chaim Ivalazhin, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos here in the Ruach Chaim, says, there was Avoda and Gemilas Chesed before there was Torah. Right before Kabbalah HaTorah, there was those two. But once Torah was given, then that colors and shapes the other two. And those two cannot be independent, separate from Torah. Meaning if somebody decides, I'm going to decide what I think Chesed is, so then that's very dangerous. Because there could be someone out there that thinks that mercy killing and, letting a patient put them out of their misery, you know, that's a chesed. So that's a very serious issue, but we call that murder. So again, the chesed, Rav Chaim Ivalazhin says, you have all three, and chesed and avoda, that's an extreme example, obviously, but chesed and avoda were pre-kodem matan Torah, but once the Torah was given, so then everything is colored and locked in with the Torah. Upachos bishnei raglayim ein olam omeid dugmas ha'adam shu olam katam. You need at least two. Ragachar matan Torah ein ha'avod v'gin milz chasadam shal kodem atan Torah klum. Ha'karbanos yu shchute chutz v'yischayv alayim kares v'chen gimilz chasadam shal kodem atan Torah. Hinei lahalvos beribis gam kein tovahi. But afterwards, ein shum maisa ata ha'gunim lo ha'kosib ha'torah v'yishkar al dasoseh ha'tamid. Right, so once the Torah was given, then we have to try to figure out our avoda and our gemilas chesed through the lens of Torah. Okay, and also remember the Derech Chayim, the Maharal's comment on this Mishnah that the Torah Avodah and Gemilas Chasadim, that's the basis for the big three of Gilei Arayos, Avodah Zarah, Shfichas Damim. Though the Gemara gives sources for having to give one's life for those three, the Maharal notes, Al Pi Hashkafa, those three represent undermining these three pillars, and therefore, if I violate, I'm undermining the world, so of course I have to give my life. Right? And that's the murder, Shfichas Damim is Chesed, and Avodah Zarah is Avodah, and his Chiddush that we have mentioned in the past is Torah and Gilei Arayos. How those are parallel. How Gilei Arayos is the most mundane, physical, animalistic, lowly act in the world, and Torah, learning Torah, is the most sublime, heavenly, angelic, uplifting activity in the world, and that's how those connect to each other. Okay, we continue. Ushlashtim apasik echad. All three of these Yisodos are alluded to in one pasuk in Yeshayo. Va'asim dvarai b'ficha. I will place my word in your mouth. What's Hashem's word in our mouth? It's the Talmud Torah. Ubitzel yadai kisisicha. And in the shadow of my hand you will be covered. What is that a reference to? Zukmilas chasadim. When we do chesed, so then we are hidden in God's hand. Those who will learn Torah, read the first two phrases in this pasuk, because yadi is a lashon to hand. When you get stuck or you put it in somebody's hand, so that's what the two first phrases. But if somebody does Torah and Chesed, so then they are in the shadow of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hadu dechsiv. And that's alluded to elsewhere in Tehillim, pasuk that some have the minhag of saying when we put on our tefillin in the morning, "Mayakar chasacha Elokim, how precious is your chesed Hashem." Uvnei Adam betzel kanefecha yechesayon. Right, and the people are in the shadow of your wings. Shadow of your wings. When we say the lashon of a ger, say his tofef tachas kanfei ashchina, that he's come under the wings of the Shechina. The wings of the Shechina. Lintoa, continuing the pasuk, the next phrase in the pasuk, Lintoa shamayim velisod aretz, elo karbanos, right, to establish the foundations of the earth, that's referring to the karbanos, as we said, the karbanos, form the foundations. And the last phrase of the pasuk, v'leimor litzion amiata, to say to Tzion, you are my nation. We had this a couple of weeks ago also. Amar b'chinenu bar papa, chazarnu al kol ha-mikra. We look throughout Tanakh, and this is the only time that Yisrael, the nation, is called Tzion. Sometimes Yerushalayim is called Tzion. Sometimes Eretz Yisrael itself is called Tzion. Remember that Gemara in Ksubis, where the Gemara darshins the pasuk about Tzion, which we'll mention. That's the next example of Eretz Yisrael. But this is the only time that Tzion is referred to the whole Jewish people. So you see the Am. The Am of Tzion, Eretz Bnei Yisrael, are called Tzion. But again, Kimi Tzion Teitzei Torah, that's Yerushalayim, right? And that's the base of Megdash. And then you have, let's just, for example, I was going to read in Ksubis, in the Bavli, Daf Ayin Hei, that's where the Gemara Darshan is the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ulut Tzion Ye Amar, Ish V'ish Yulad Ba, Amar Yamesh Yerader of Yoshua Ben Levi, Echra Nolad Ba, Vechra Mitzapa Larosa. Right, Hanoladbo, those who are born in it, and Mitzapa Larosa, those who dream of seeing it. Pashas, that's talking about Eretz Yisrael. So you see, Sion refers to any of those on the list. Good. Tamataninan. But once we're on the topic of the three Yisodos that makes the world go, so we got a problem. Because there's the Mishnah at the end of the first parak of Pirkei Avos. Tamataninan Zerav Shem Gam Liel Omer, Ala Shloshes Varam Ha'olam Omeid. Right, there are three pillars upon which the world stands. Ala Din, Ala Emes, Ba'ala Shalom. Ushlash and Dvarachad Hain. Really, all three are connected. Din, Emes, and Shalom. Naase Hadin, Naase Emes. Din is based on, obviously, honesty and Emes and truthfulness. Naase Emes, Naase HaShalom. And once Emes, so too then, there is Shalom. When there is Emes, so then there is Shalom Amar Amana. Ushlash and Bavazagachad. Emes Umishpat Shalom Shiftu Bisha'arechem. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Bracious, discusses the Medrash there in Bracious about the Machlokas that took place. Which Machlokas? When Hashem was creating the world. And all the Malachim were getting into the act. And some Malachim said it's a good idea to create man. And some said it's not a good idea to create man. Remember the Pasuk said, Chesed Omar Yivra. Right? Chesed said, create. Right? Because man is Malach Chesed. And Emes said, Al Yivra. Because how could you create man? You know, he's a full of Sheker. And Tzedek said, Yivra. Because there are many tzaddikim. And Shalom said, Al Yivra, right? Because Shekulo Ktata. So, and Emes were against, and Chesed and Tzedek were four. So what does the Medrash say? Hashem took MS and threw it to the ground and he created man. Right? So what, now he just had to get rid of one of them. Now it's two against one and the majority wins. Right? So that's where Rabbi Yaakov develops the idea that Hashem at that moment in history created a new form of MS. A new form of MS. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. There's Eretz MS Shamaimis and MS Artsis. Or to use Rav Moshe Feinstein's Lashon from his Akdama, MS La Amita and MS La Hora. Same type of idea. Rabbi Yaakov and Rav Moshe, those same generation, they were Nifter in the same month, 1986, I think. Says the Rabbi Yaakov that once HaKadosh Baruch Hu created another level of MS that relates to us, then the Malachim didn't have anything to say. But here you have in our Gemara that they're all connected. Din MS and Shalom. MS and Shalom, the two that the Malachim said we don't have. Right? That's what makes the world go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in us. Good. The Gemara does not relate to it, but it's the first tour. The first tour in Choshen Mishpat discusses how is it that we put together these first two Mishnayos, right? In the first parak we have in the Perkei Avos, Tar Avodah Gemil Chasadim, and Din Emes and Shalom. So the world stands on six pillars, right? Is it three or six? So maybe you're Medayik, the Beis Yosef is Medayik, the first Mishnah says, Al Shosh Dvarim Ha'olam Omeid, and the other Mishnah says, Al Shosh Dvarim Ha'olam Kayam. Is there a difference between Omeid and Kayam? So the Torah quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. We have Rabbeinu Yonah on Perkei Avos. The Torah also learned Rabbeinu Yonah on Perkei Avos. Right? So the Torah says, how do you put these together? Din Emes and Shalom. Right? That's why this is the beginning of Choshen Mishpat. Amar Pirush Rabbeinu Yonah. Ein Pirusho Shebishvil Shlosha Dvarim Elu Nivra Ha'olam. Din Emes and Shalom is not the reason the world was created with these purposes. Shaharei B'tchilas HaPerek Omer, we already said, Al Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omeid. Ve'enam Elu Shezocher Kan. And it's three different ones. Right, one answer might have been, it's the same thing and just saying it different words. But he says, no. First, it says, why the world was created with these goals, for these purposes. Torah, Avodah Gemilas Chasadim. And he quotes the Psukim. And after that, V'chulu, V'kan, Amar Ha'olam Kayam, Pirish, Achar, Shenivra, Miskayem Al Yedei Elu. Once it's created, it keeps going, based on these three Yesodos. Based on the judges judging correctly, the world continues to exist. Because if you didn't have judges, called to Olam Var, right? The whole world, everybody would swallow each other up. V'chena emes, shekarin l'raglayim, emes hu yesod, v'chena shalom, mispala b'shlomo shal malchus, v'chulu. That is the tour. The tour says, these three, ha'olam, the reason the world was created, and these three are what keeps the world going. So the Beis Yosef doesn't like that. The Beis Yosef says, what, if it's powerful enough to create the world, shouldn't it be powerful enough to keep the world going? You have to have three different ones. So he quotes the question, Vim Tomer Valo Beshlosha Shenivra Ha'olam Yaspik LaKaimo Shemishu Siba L'Havos HaDavar Kol Shekin Sheikamenu. Right, it's harder to create something than to keep it going. So if these three are strong enough to create it, then obviously it's strong enough to keep it going. So the Beis Yosef gives a different reason. V'yesh lomad sheshimen atzadik diber kefizmano. Shimon atzadik was anshe, right, Bishar anshe kaza gadola. He was bazana migdash. Bizmana migdash. What is it? Torah avoda, karbonos, and milas chasadim. Rabbi Shimon begamliel, shahaya bizmana churban, balomar. We don't have avoda. How does the world keep going? Oh, these are the substitutes. These are the substitutes. Sha'avo b'ishein b'es amigdash kayim v'ein lanu avoda. V'gam eino nanu yochal lachatzo b'torah. U'gimilas chasadim karo'i. Mipnei ol ha'galus. We also can't do Torah properly, right? Because we are in galus. And gimilas chasadim we can't do properly. B'kom makom ha'olam. V'skayim ha'olam b'shlosha acherim shedomin lohem. Ki yesh hefresh ben shmiras hanimsa lehis havos ha'over. Baruch ha'me advarim shekiblu chomam over ruberucham. Be'esh chazak, yishamru chomam ba'esh, eno chazak, v'lohaya chamim, lo yikabu ocham ba'osu ha'esh. To warm something up is different than keeping it warm. So yeah, sometimes you need these to create, but once it's created, once it's hot, right, sometimes you gotta, before Shabbos, I'm always told when I put up the hot plate or the blech, whatever it is, you can't warm up the soup on that. Right, you gotta warm up the soup on a fire. And then once it's boiling hot, then you can put it on the hot and then it can keep the heat. That's exactly the Rabbeis Yossi's point here. To create, you need to put on the fire of the world, Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim. But once it's on, then you get that Din Emes and Shalom. So that's the Mishnah, the two Mishnahs in Pirkei Avos that are both mentioned here. Good. Next Mishnah. Once we're talking about laning, let's talk more about laning. B'Chanukah, v'Nesiyim. On Chanukah, we lane the Nesiyim. Chanukah obviously is not in the Torah. So, we lane the Nesiyim from Naso. This is one of the, I think it's eight, mentions of Chanukah in Mishnayos. Right? One of the mysteries of Chanukah that are asked on Chanukah, besides the Beis Yosef's question, but there are a couple of other major questions asked about Chanukah, but one of them is, why is it Hilchas Chanukah in Mishnayos? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, you know, lived hundreds of years after the story of Chanukah. Meseches Megillah gets a Mesechta, but there's no Meseches Chanukah. Chanukah gets a couple of Dafim and Meseches Shabbos in the Bavli. Right? So why isn't Hilchas Chanukah mentioned in Mishnayos? There are eight allusions. It's mentioned, but not here. What are you laying on Chanukah? Right? In Bikurim. You know, how long could you bring Bikurim? If you're in Baba Kama. Right? If your camel is walking and it's walking and it knocks down a candle and if the candle's outside, it's Chanukah. So Chanukah is mentioned every couple of times. I think it's eight times altogether or so. Maybe six. I think eight. But why isn't it mentioned? So that's one of the mysteries. One of the mysteries of why Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi didn't put it into Mishnayos. They quote B'Shem the Chassam Sofer, but many Achronim afterwards do not believe that that he could have said it. And that is, oh, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi holds like the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Vayechi that discusses that it's, there's a tinge of negativity in the whole Chanukah story because the Chashmonaim, after they won the war, they should have stepped aside and let Kohanim take over, they should have let Malchus Beis David take over because they were Kohanim and Lo Yosef Shevet Yehuda. Kohanim are not allowed to be, Malachim. And therefore the Chashmonaim violated Lo Yasser, and Rebbe was from Shevet Yehuda, and didn't feel it was appropriate to record the story. That's a little difficult. But that's the one suggestion that they said. But a member of Rav Mirsky quotes in one of his Sfarim in Hagioni Halacha, I think from his father, that he said beautifully, no, the question is based on really a different question. You know why there's no Masechta about Chanukah? Because there's no Sefer in Tanakh about Chanukah. And a Masechta in Shas, the Torah Shebal Peh, has to be based on a Torah Shebichsav. That's the matir, so to speak, or that's what it has to expand upon. Every Masechta in Shas has a Pasuk, or a Psukim, or a section in the Torah. Me'ila is discussed in the Torah. Temura, Shabbos, right? Unless there's a Drabanan, right? Erevin, it's also based on Psukim in Tanakh. Purim has Megillas Esther. Chanukah had nothing in Tanakh. So maybe that's why he suggests that you can't have Torah Shebal Peh as a Masechta. You know, there are no psukim in Tanakh that it could be expanding upon or based on. So that's another idea. Then you have to ask, okay, so why didn't Chanukah make it in to Tanakh? So you could say, it was already canonized, it was too late, and whatever reason. It's the Yantav of Torah Shebal Peh, right? Different reasons. But really the Mishnah question is based on the Torah Shebichsav question. Okay. So B'Chanukah B'Nesiyim. B'Purim Vayavo Amalek. We spoke in the last year about the difference between Yavo Amalek and Parsha Zachar. And what you can be yotzei in. Barashi chadashim, ubarashi chashechem. You learn from Pinchas. B'mamados b'maisa brachos. Ubetanios brachos v'klalos. That's the first one that we don't do. On fast days, brachos and klalos. You learn by the tochacha. So we don't do that. So the mefarshim explain this just means the fast days that they used to add on, right? The extra seven out of the 13 in Maseches Tainis when it was a very serious drought. That's when they learned brachos and klalos. B'chukos akisavo. But ours are. Our laning, of course, is by Echal. The Rush really has 2 days about this here in Maseches Megillah. The Rush has 2 days in Dalid Yud. Dalid Yud, whether there's a machlokes here between the Bavli and the Rishalmi. The Rush has 2 days. He says, oh, by the way, the Rush also, and I was just looking at this up. So the previous line, he says, our minog to, on many Yom Tovim, to have two Torahs. Well, you lane Sadeh, and then you lane from Pinchas for the Maftir. That's nowhere in Shas. He says, it's amazing that we all do that. But he says it's from the Gaonim. Ein anu motzien shtei toros shenishla v'korban aso v'karbanas hayom v'zeh eno shani lo b'mishnah v'lo b'gemara v'efshar she'echad shenishla achar shenishla mashas tiknu arabanan savoroi o Gaonim. Right? V'yeshnu b'seder Rav Amram. So he discusses that. And then the next line he talks about this issue about the fast days, either it's a machlokas between the Bavli and the Misecha Sofrim quotes the minhag of Leni Vayachal, like what we do, or that's talking about those fast days, and this is talking about Vayachal, but of course that's what we do. We Leni Vayachal, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, in Tuf Kuf Samach Vav. Tuf Kuf Samach Vav is the simon about Tainus Sibur. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. V'tanit Sibur, Omer Shleit Sibur, Anenu, Bengol L'Rofe, V'chosein, Baruch Hashem Ha'one, V'lamo V'yishol Be'isara, V'karin V'yachal, B'shachris, U'b'mincha. Bein Shachal B'sheni B'chamishi, Bein Shachal B'shar Yamim. Right, it doesn't matter if it's a Monday or Thursday, and you push off the Parsha laning, or any other time, right, that's the V'yachal. Ein Mavzikam B'klalos Alechad Goreis Kulam. You're not allowed to make any Hosafos, once we're talking about the Baruchas and the Klalos, which you land on the fast days, but in general, you're not allowed to be mafsik, you're not allowed to make hosafos in the klalos. B'sheni b'chamishi, u'b'shabbos b'chanukah, korin k'sidron. We know Mondays, Thursdays, and Shabbos mincha, we lane from the parsha that we're up to, v'ena olam in a cheshbon. But it doesn't count as part of, oh, if I lane by Shabbos mincha, rishon, I can start with sheni on Monday, right? It doesn't count from the, it's an extra laning. Shenamar, this Shenamar is going back on everything we've said in the past two mishnayos. How do you know you're supposed to lane something appropriate and related on the day? Right, we have to have a mitzvah, takanas Moshe. We have to lane something related in its proper time. Period. Ein mafsik in beklalos. So there's no hosafis. Now that I have hosafis in the tochacha, why not? 3 days in the Gemara. Number one, Amar b'chia bar gamda, because the pasuk says al takotz bitochachto, which literally means don't be disgusted by my mussar that I give you. But takotz, the Gemara darshins, al tasim kotzim kotzim. Don't take my mussar and take it bit by bit, right? Like a thorn, little pieces. No, all together. So that's one source. Number two, Amar Bilevi, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Eino b'din she'yu banai miskalim v'ani mizbarech. It's not appropriate that my children are getting cursed and I'm getting blessed. Meaning what? When you get an aliyah, Asher bachar banim mikal amim, Hashem, you give Hashem a bracha. And then you lay in all the curses. So Hashem doesn't want that contrast, right? Imo anochi b'tzara. So Hashem says, no brachas on the tocha. Meaning you got to start earlier. You got to make a bracha on the earlier. So there's also some bracha in the aliyah. So that's number two. Ask some of the achronim, Rabbi Kiva Eger, but it's already based on the Rishonim. What are you talking about, a bracha? In the days of the Mishnah, there were no brachas on the aliyahs. The Kohen said the bracha lefaneha, and then the last person who got the aliyah, got the seventh aliyah, got the bracha, said the bracha shal achareha. Right? Remember, there were no brachas on every aliyah. That's a later takana, mishum nechnasim, mishum ayotzim. So what is the Gemara talking about here, that the Tochacha got a bracha? The Tochacha didn't get a bracha. What do you see from here? And it's Beferish on Amud Beis, and the Achronim point this out. Even in the days of the Mishnah, when there was only two brachas, bracha lefaneh before the first aliyah, and bracha lachweh after the second aliyah, there were certain parts of the Torah that got its own bracha. Even in the days of the Mishnah, when there weren't, not everybody said a bracha on the aliyahs. Even then, there were certain sections of the Torah that got a separate bracha. That's what Rekiva Eger on the Mishnah here points that out from the Rishonah, but here it says it. It's mashma in this line. It's going to be Beferish also in a few lines. But it's mashma in this line that Hashem says, I don't want me to get a bracha, right? And you not to get a bracha. Okay, beautiful. Number three. Amar Yossi Barbon, lo mitamazeh, ella, zeshu ome likros, batorah, tzorach she posech v'darah tov, v'chazim v'darah tov. It's a special din that you're not allowed, every aliyah has to start and end with something good. Right? Even separate from the bracha side, part of it. Right? And that's why also gaboyim have to keep this in mind. Whenever, let's say, you have to make a hosafa, there's a simcha, you gotta stop at a smart place. Right? One has to, the gaboy has to know exactly, poseach v'daratov v'chosim v'daratov. Levi barpati shal rabbi ravchuna elin aruraya. What about aruraya in kisavot, all those arurs? Do those arurs have the same din as the tochacha? Maudi yikrinun chad v'yivarach lefneim l'achareyim. Right? Does one person have to read it? And if one person has to read it, then does it get its own bracha? Right? Lefneim l'achareyim, as we just said, is it also like the tochacha? Amar le, ein l'chaton bracha lefneim l'achareyim ela klalosh b'taras karnim v'klalosh mishat Torah. No, only the actual tochacha. The actual tochacha has this din of getting its own bracha and not being mafsik. Since here it says both. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Bavli only says you're not allowed to be mafsik in the tochacha of Bichul Kosai. It doesn't say both. So Yerushalmi here says both. right? The Tocha in Bechukosai, it's much harsher because it's, right? One is mi pi Hashem, one is mi pi Moshe. But the Minog is not to be Mafsikin either. Minog is not to be Mafsikin either, as we know. Rabbi Yonasan Safra, de Gufsa, Nachas Lacha. Rabbi Yonasan, who was the teacher in Gufsa, came down to Eretz Yisrael, right? Some wonder. Usually it says go up to Eretz Yisrael. But Chama, Labaravuna Safra, he saw a different teacher, Labaravuna Safra, Kari, he saw him Shira Sabe'er, Bekari Mevarach Levan El Achareha. He saw him reading Shira Sabe'er, right? The psukim in Parshas Chukas, that are the song of the Be'er, and he sees he made a bracha, right? A separate bracha. Amar Lei, Va'avdin Kain, really? Is that true? Amalei, Vaidana Lazug, you're still wondering about this? Kala Shiros, Tunas Bracha, Lefneim Lachareim. All the Shiros. So that's an added point. So number one, we just say the Tochacha used to get its own Bracha, and even the Shiros, Az Yashir, and the Shiros Pe'er, yeah. So even Bizmana Kadum, they got its own Bracha. Ish to Alas, Lorebi Simon, Amalon, Rebi Simon, Beshem, Beshem, Ben Levi, Ein Lachatom Bracha, Lefon of Lachar, Ella, Shiros Hayam, Viaseras Adibros, the klalos of Torah's koin and the klalos of Mishnah Torah. So four, right? Az Yashir, what we said before, but she was Be'er, Aseres Adibros, and the klalos. Amar Rabbi Avo, ani lo shamati nirin dvarim by Aseres Adibros. I never heard it, but Aseres Adibros makes sense to me. Aseres Adibros, why does Aseres Adibros make sense to him? So the Karban Eda says, because those are heard, were heard straight from Hashem. Those were heard straight from Hashem. Namru mipi hagvura. But again, this connects to the sugya that we have discussed. And that is, maybe Aseres Adibros has a special status. One has to be very careful, though, because we have the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, where the Gemara says that Chazal wanted to institute to say Aseres Adibros every day in davening, and they forego, even no matter how great an idea that is, they forego it because of Taramas Haminim. We don't want people to think that Aseres Adibros is more important, and that's the ikker part of the Torah. Right, so that's why the Rambam writes in a tshuva that you're not allowed to stand for Aseres Adibros if you don't stand for the rest of the Torah. I'm adding that in, but that's a big sugya. But there's much evidence that the Aseres Adibros is really a representation of Kol HaTorah Kula. Right, Rashi in Mishpatim quotes Rav Sadia Gaon that says that all the Dibros, each 10, they're 10 categories, and all 613 fit into those 10. So they represent Aseres Adibros. There's one of the Balei HaTosfos that say when the king has to write his own Sefer Torah and carry it around with him wherever he goes, one day it says, it means an amulet with the Aseres Adibros on it. It's a carry, a Torah, a whole Torah with him wherever he goes, a Pashtus, yes! Pashtus, yes! But there's one day in the Balei HaTosfos on Chumash, they say, no! It could be Aseres Adibros. And there's other evidence that Aseres Adibros is not just a portion of Torah, but a representation of all Torah. So maybe that's what Rabbi Avo was happy about. He says, I never heard anything, but maybe Aseres Adibros gets its own brachas. Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Tmuntai Psukaya Achraya, Dibimisha Torah. The last 8 psukim of the Torah also, we know there's a special status, Machlokas Tanom, who wrote them, Moshe, Yoshua, Tun Lebrachal of Nebelachareim. The last 8 psukim require a bracha before and after. They also get their separate bracha. We've had a shear just about those 8 psukim. But the Gemara says, 1 second, what's the chiddush? Those last 8 psukim have to have a bracha before and after? What do you mean an after? That's the end of the Torah. Of course it gets a bracha after. It's the last aliyah. Well, what's the chiddush of that? Of course it's going to get a bracha afterwards. Answer, in our day and age, it's impossible, because Simchas, the Zosar Bracha is going to be at the end. But in the days of old, when they used to finish the Torah, not every year like we do, but every 3 years they used to finish in Bavel, or every couple of years, right, it says, look at the Karban Eda. I'm sorry, let me just finish the sentence. So it was possible to finish the Torah on a Rosh Chodesh. So if you finish the Torah on a Rosh Chodesh at some time, so then you're not going to be finished laying until you laying Rosh Chodesh as the Maftir. So it could be at the end of the Torah, it's not going to be the last Aliyah. So that's why the Gemara has to say here that, no, it's going to get its own bracha before and after. Look at the Karban Eda. Vizehaya b'yemehem. Shalok karu sidra kol Shabbos. Kemosha anu osim. Elasimu atara kol echad kefi ritzono. Wow. Kefi ritzono. Rak tzarach sheyikru kol Shabbos chafal psukim. There's a minimum. There's, you have to have 21 psukim at least, but they used to have flexibility, like he quotes the Bavli. B'nei marav asimu atara kol shlosha shanim. So that's why you had to say that this needs the bracha afterwards. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, shiras halavim lo yifkusu la mishisha kriyos. Ha'azinu, Shiras Halavim Ha'azinu. Ha'azinu, you have to have 6 aliyas. Simana, Hazivlach. Right, Hazivlach is the Rashi Tevis for us. Ha'azinu, Zachar Yemos Olam, right? This is the halacha. As we know, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, this is the only time in the Torah, right? The klalos, we just said, you're not supposed to have, hosafos. Hazinu is the only non-tochacha, no hosafos. The Gemara says you're not allowed to make hosafos in the first six aliyahs of Ha'azinu. Those are the songs that were said by the Levim and the Beis HaMikdash, and we copy that. Machlokas Bachab and the Ramah, is that only on Shabbos or even on Monday, Thursday? Because the minhag of Ashkenazim on Mondays and Thursdays is not to lane Haziv, Ha'azinu, and Zachar. We break it up. We break it up more. Soveitchik was machmid to do it even during the week, but that's not the minhag olam. Rabbi Zohar, Yirmi Abshem Rav, Shiras Hayam, Shiras Devora, Nechtav Amariach Al Gabi Levanav, Levanav Gabi Ariach. We know these shiros are written in a special way in the Torah. What's called brick on half brick, right? It's written the space in between. That's how the shiras are written. Aseres Bnei Haman Umalchi Kana Nechtav and Ariach Al Gabi Ariach, Levanav Gabi Levana. But the 10 sons of Haman aren't written in a way that there's space underneath, but it's all on one side and all on the other side. Right? A brick on brick and half brick on half brick. Techol binyanin dachan, lo koim, because anything built like this doesn't stand. If you build a very tall building, very skinny, it's gonna fall down. So that's the remez of all the sons of Haman are like on one line, nothing solid, and they all fell. My kadun, la mitzvah la akev. Is that only lachadchila to write the sons of Haman like that, or is it evenly ikuva? Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chananya, Baruch Hu, Rav Oshia, Nahirat, I remember, Kadavina Kaiman Kadam Chanusid Rav Oshia Chavivech, when we were outside the store of Rav Oshia, your uncle, Chavivech, of Rabbi Babar Zavda. Don't you remember the story? He passed by Vishalina, and we asked him, Amar B'Shem Rav, Le'ikuv. And he said it was even Le'ikuv. He said that you had to write it this way, or else one wouldn't be Yotze. Okay, we'll have to stop by Rav Chia, B'Hashem. We'll continue next time.